the bombers involved in the attacks. In the National Army, we can see that all foreign-made bombers were either German or Italian aircraft. Some of them were given a Spanish name. Let's talk about the four German planes. The so-called Pedro was initially designed as a passenger plane, but it was later adapted thanks to its military potential. The so-called Zapatones, or large shoes in English, was a hydroplane. Its name is due to the similarity of its two large wooden floats with aluminium cladding, which served as fuel tanks, to a pair of large shoes. There was also another German plane called Pava, whose role was tactical reconnaissance and observation in the Condor Legion. This small plane was equipped with a Zeiss camera to take pictures during the bombings. It flew with Junkers Bombers Ju-52 because it was a slow aircraft and thus an easy target. In spite of this, it withstood enemy fire quite well thanks to its solid structure with metallic coating. What's more, because it had three engines, it could return to its destination with one engine damaged or even stopped. The only Italian plane that bombarded the city was the so-called Sparviero that came to the Spanish War to be tested in combat. They were fast aeroplanes, although unstable and difficult to manage. Besides, their engines were prone to catching fire. At that time, they were probably the best medium-sized mass-produced bombers in the world. Thanks to their speed, they could fall unexpectedly on cities and launch their bombs in raids that lasted a few minutes, usually in one single run over their objectives. The Republican Army used the Katyuska, a Russian-made aircraft capable of carrying out very fast bombings. None of the aircraft involved exceeded 20 meters in length and wingspan. That is, from wing to wing, they measured about 20 meters. They were built mainly from metal, wood, and cloth.